Rewire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Michaela Green, Red Hill, South Australia.
Sweaty palms, tightening chest, the constant fear of rejection. Heart beating faster and louder than the engine on my dad's motorbike. These were the first signs of my panic attacks. They started when I was 13, and my denial only made them grow worse. When I went to school, all I heard was a loud buzz of kids talking about whether Blythe Snowdon Cats won the netball and last night's episode of Home and Away. The only thing keeping me from joining in was the gigantic black rock sitting in my stomach, making me feel dizzy. Every morning, my chest felt like it was going to explode, and the uncontrollable panic grew unbearable. I couldn't bear leaving my house. It felt like I was falling off the edge of the world. So I left school and started my education through open access. For 3 whole years, I spent my days locked up in a sad, lonely house, sitting in the middle of a farm, 10 minutes drive away from Red Hill, our closest town. I felt isolated, but my anxiety kept me a prisoner, and I grew depressed. Then one day, I realised I wanted more than what I had, and I wasn't going to let my anxiety control me anymore. I told my mum I did not want to be locked away anymore, and I wanted other friends besides my green-eyed cat. So, at the start of this school year, I marched my way into the doors of Clare High School and made everlasting friendships I never imagined possible. Just like that, the panic attacks that I thought I could never control became manageable. I started focusing on the things I had stopped caring about. With the help of my family and community, I've overcome a challenge I once thought impossible. Even though there are still days I just want to hide under the covers and forget about the world, I now know I can always move past it, and there's nothing I cannot do if I put my mind to it.
Haywire.